Knock, knock.
Come in.
Hello. Oh my God. How are you? Are you the very well-known Dr. Nancy Smith? The one who saved hundreds of lives lately?
Yes.
Okay. So amazing. It is an honor to finally meet you. Well, I am Stacy. I recently graduated from Stanford University in the medicine and research section with congratulations.
I wish I could say the same.
Well, you're going to be really satisfied. I'm here to bring to you the latest discovery of science, a medicine that makes people resist the plague infection.
That it's very kind of you, sweetie, but we already have antibiotics against it.
Yes, I know. But our product is even better, as it is the most recent, so the most efficient medicine in the market today. By buying this, you are showing that you support the world of tomorrow. Amazing.
Well, could you tell me which kind of plague does the medicine heal?
Well. All of them. It will neutralize the bubonic plague, the septicemic plague, and also the pneumonic plague.
How do you know it can neutralize the three types of plague? Because they don't affect the human body in the same way. I hope you know this.
I studied medicine for about 5 years now. I am familiar with this illness. I know it like the back of my hand.
Do you know at least the difference between them?
Well, you're going to be very impressed. First, the bubonic plague. When a flea or any kinds of insect having plague itself bites you, you're automatically contaminated by it. By biting you, it will contaminate the wound it made. The bacteria carrying the plague illness will then spread in the area and then through the entire body. It will enter the lymphatic system and release dangerous toxins into it. At one point, the lymphatics will reach a lymph node, causing a bump and kind of swell, right?
Go on.
This node, that we could compare to a sort of bump on the skin surface, will create an hemorrhagic inflammation that causes it to expand even more. The infection can then pass on into the bloodstream, causing secondary septicemic plague.
Well, that is a very global piece of information, but anyway, continue. I still have a bit of time.
Now, the septicemic plague. Unlike the bubonic one, it won't cause a node to appear, but the bacterial endotoxins will cause small clumps to appear in the bloodstream, like little rocks, you know, causing a depletion, which in turn leads the body to lose its capacity to stop bleeding, meaning that...
That the blood won't coagulate anymore.
Right, and internal bleeding will be happening, and also... black patches all over this body will appear during the next month. Ew.
Okay, what's your name again?
Stacy. But I forgot to tell you that there is another type of plague, the pneumonic one.
Yes, well, I have to admit that I trust you now. I know that the pneumonic plague affects the lungs in a disastrous way, that it causes coughing and sneezing and affects the person next to it. But what makes you think that your medicine will solve a whole epidemic of this illness?
Of course, we tested it a few times in our super cool laboratory, and if we ever found that medicine ages before, we could have saved millions and millions of lives in the first or even the second pandemic from the 14th to the 19th century. Also, we developed our medicine to last. It is not defeatable.
Okay, well, I guess you have finally convinced me to buy your product for a humble hospital. Write your contact information on this paper so that I can reach you soon.
Awesome! I absolutely have to Snapchat this right now.